Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's Memorial Day 2020, and we're celebrating. We're celebrating the lives of those who poured out the last full measure on behalf of you and me to roughly quote the great words of Abraham Lincoln in his as he prayed it at Gettysburg all those years ago. It's just you and me. It's just the two of us. I've got another segment. I want to talk about some things. I want to talk about some specifics with regard to Memorial Day. I'm going to give you some names, and as I give you these names, I want you to think about your names. I'd like for you to think about the people whose names you know. Maybe a friend. Maybe someone even much closer. Who are part of the 740,569. That's the number. Since the Revolutionary War, America has lost 740,569 Americans. My number includes MIAs. I'm not going to leave those people out. I'm not going to leave them in some kind of never-never land. They deserve to be part of that number. That's the dead and missing, 740,000, 750,000 Americans have given their lives. Identify a city that's that size. There are plenty of them out there. Perhaps Kansas City, I'm not sure. Indianapolis, Chattanooga, 740,000, I should say. 750,000 Americans paid the price, and I have my names ready. Do you have your names ready? Danny McGee. I worked with him at Hardee's as a senior in high school. He came from a tough neighborhood. I lived farther out in the country, but he was downtown, but he was in a tough neighborhood. Toughest man I'd ever known to that point. And he liked to box. And after we got off work and late at night, he would get his gloves out, and he would beat me all over the parking lot. I outweighed him by 25 pounds, but he wore me out with those. He was tough. So it wasn't surprising to me that he joined the Marines. In less than a year, he was back home in a box. Danny McGee. Joel Mock. Joel Mock, I knew Joel when I was a little kid. We parted ways when I was about 11 when I moved. But he was about 2 years older than me. His brother Danny and I were good friends. We lived across the street from each other. I remember what a moral person. I never understood that concept at that age. But I now remember how moral Joel was. I've seen him interrupt a fight when a bully was hurting a smaller child. He stopped it. Because it wasn't right. That was Joel Mock. And he too was a Marine. And he too came back in a box in only a few months in Vietnam. This happened in 67 and 68. 1967 and 68. Joel Mock. And Joel Forrester. Two of my names are Joels. Joel Forrester. Joel and I went to high school together. He was a year ahead of me, but we were friends. And I went to college, and he went to get my commission, and he was drafted. He didn't go to college. So he was drafted. He came back in a box. He was in the Army. And another name, it's not my name, it's my son's name, Matt McCormick. He was in my son's Marine unit in Fallujah, 2006. IED took him out. So those four names are important to me because I know my son. I know that's an important name for him, so therefore it's an important name for me. Those four names are the names. I don't know all 740 of them, 740,000, but I know those four. And you know some names, and together with your names and my names, we'll never forget these people because they poured out the last full measure. They sacrificed everything for you and me to have the liberty that we have. And if they could speak to us today, I hope they would say what the captain, Tom Hanks' character, said to Private Ryan. I hope they would say, I think they would say to us, earn this. Earn this. That's what I hope they would say. And I hope that we will earn this. And how we earn this is by living our lives in a way that preserves the liberty that they died for. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasinger. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.